When the born again approach God's word with clean hands and a pure heart and with ear bowed down to the ground, when they approach God in full surrender to his beautiful book, supernatural Holy Ghost revelation is the outcome, and it is an outcome that delivers a peace that passes all understanding. The Holy Revelation instructs the blood-bought on how to possess their own vessel in sanctification and honor, 1 Thessalonians 4:4, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. The Holy Revelation teaches the dictums of life and life more abundantly, even eternal life. Wow! Immortality restored. The fruit of such a surrender is secured in heavenly places, far above the earth and its universe, and in this heavenly place, all power and authority reside. The value of the holy revelation of the born again, even the revelation of just one born again, is worth more than the aggregate wealth of the earth and its universe. Surely, steadfastly, and powerfully, this holy revelation reigns supreme over all of the fallen world's devilish machinations. When the born again approach God's word with clean hands and a pure heart, and with ear bowed down to the ground, when they approach God in full surrender to his beautiful book, supernatural Holy Ghost revelation is the outcome, and it is an outcome that delivers a peace that passes all understanding. Dear visitor, have you yet to be born again, as Jesus says in John 3:3? Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In just a few moments, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt that will change everything. Follow, and today all your sin and shame will be washed clean by Christ's cleansing blood. Your entire record will be expunged. Follow, and today all of the devil's bondages in your life will be broken, regardless of how formidable they might appear. The chains will be shattered. Follow, and today you will inherit a Holy Ghost peace that passes all understanding. Ready for shock and awe? Here is the prompt I promised. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 33, verse 6, By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. God said, Hebrews 1, 1 through 3, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. God said, Colossians 1:17, And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Man said, Artificial intelligence, AI, will save us. Imagine all the wisdom of all the world's greatest ever thinkers, and it's all right at my fingertips. Wow, I just asked my phone, and there it is. Today's great minds are even talking about immortality. And yes, that's without God, his Jesus, or his Bible. Who needs him with AI? Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 1213 that will once again certify the supernatural inerrancy of God's Holy Bible. All of these faith-building features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and to be used by God's fishers of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for visiting. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. 1 Peter 1:2. The Word of God cannot be understood by the carnal intellect, nor is its revelation ever opened unto the casual reader. The world's academics who arrogantly revel in their educational titles and degrees are actually woefully lacking in schooling, as in Sunday schooling. They cannot plumb the simplest biblical principles because these principles are only spiritually discerned and the carnal are spiritually dead, Ephesians 2:1. They sit in darkness. The late Carl Sagan, still recognized as one of the luminaries of evolution, once irreverently asked, if the Bible was truly the Word of God, why then didn't its first book, Genesis, make some profound statements? Students of scriptures were shocked at such biblical ignorance. Man said was being interviewed by an antagonistic radio host based in Sydney, Australia, who was shocked to learn that the Bible was considered a highly controversial book. I explained that the first five words of the Bible split the world down the middle like a cantaloupe. In the beginning are the first three words. According to Buddha, the world has no perceived beginning or end, thus the circle of life. There went a major swath of the world's population. In the 1960s, evolutionists were of the same mind, that the world had no beginning, until the latest science made a beginning inescapable. Okay, the world had an in the beginning, but dread the thought that a creator God had anything to do with it. Science quickly deduced that the solution to their creator God problem was a big bang that occurred out of virtually nothing. Poof! Foolishness was stacked upon foolishness. The next two words of the Bible stated, God created. These two words separated the wisest among us and their awe-struck students. Of course they claim there is no creator, only evolution. Nothing profound, Mr. Sagan. The first five words split the world down the middle like a cantaloupe. I need to know it's true. Everything depends upon it, and I do mean everything, more everything than we ever dreamed. Today's latest discoveries in science continue to knock, knock, knock on heaven's door, but sorry, they can't come in. You can only enter God's presence on your knees with the ear bowed down. Science's latest discoveries will only arrive at a place that the children of faith have inhabited for thousands of years. However, this reality continues to escape the carnal. Sad but true. Before we get to the latest research into what physics calls the strong force, consider some of the foundational information that follows. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Light Series, Part 4, I Am That I Am. These paragraphs contain several examples of today's science knocking. What is the association of light and forever? Watch as today's science comes knocking on heaven's door. The author of the book Believing is Seeing is Dr. Michael Gillen. The subhead of the book reads, A Physicist Explains How Science Shattered His Atheism and Revealed the Necessity of Faith. Dr. Gillen's biography reads, Michael Gillen, Ph.D., is a graduate of UCLA and Cornell University with degrees in physics, math, and astronomy. The former science editor of ABC News, he taught physics at Harvard for 8 years and is the host of the History Channel series Where Did It Come From? And producer of the award-winning family movie Little Red Wagon. He hosts the weekly podcast Science Plus God with Dr. G, sponsored by K-Love and Air One Radio Networks, is the president of Spectacular Science Productions, and speaks to audiences worldwide. What is the association of light and forever? Let's let Dr. Gillen shed some light on this matter. Several excerpts from his book, Believing is Seeing, follow. Special relativity also says that time is elastic. As you speed up, say aboard Elon Musk's Starship headed for Mars, your sense of time automatically slows. Your heart rate slows. Your aging slows. This raises a very interesting question. Hypothetically speaking, what if you achieved the impossible and reached the speed of light? What would happen to your sense of time? Answer, it would slow to a dead stop, at which point you'd become a timeless being. Time would cease to exist. There'd be no past, no future, only an eternal now. Light has a sacred status in the universe. The scientific and Christian worldviews agree that light and its equivalent, God, has a sacred status in the universe. In particular, here's what they say. Science. According to special relativity, the speed of light, designated by the letter C, is a sacred number and a universal constant. Christianity. According to the Bible, God, designated by the Greek letters Alpha and Omega, is sacred and universal. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. Light exists in a timeless world. In particular, here's what science and Christianity have to say about timelessness. Science. At the speed of light, time stops. Light, therefore, is not constrained by time. It is a timeless phenomenon. Christianity. God created time, so he exists outside of it. God, therefore, is not constrained by time. He is a timeless entity. When I first read the biblical story about the burning bush, I found it odd that God says to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. But following my analysis of light from a scientific and biblical perspective, I realized it is exactly what a timeless being would say about himself. He would say, I don't have a past, present, or future. I just am. I am who I am. One other thing crossed my mind. As I stated earlier, death is comparable to particle annihilation. When you die, you transform into photons of spiritual light to return to your maker. If that's true, and such a belief is entirely consistent with both the Bible and science, you necessarily escape the timeline. You enter a timeless realm as a spiritual being that just is, just like God himself, and you remain that way. You are who you are forever, end of quote. The following paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Light Series Part 3, The Saints' Inheritance in Light. The following is an instant replay of light, the Bible, and science. The Bible teaches that there was light before the sun. The world's academics once thought such an idea untenable, but today science theorizes that there was light before the sun, just as the Bible says in Genesis 1, 3 through 5. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. The sun, moon, and stars were not created until the fourth day. Science now knows that if light is refracted at equal wavelengths, it will maintain its original force indefinitely. One can theoretically capture a beam of light in a can, and as long as that light was refracted in equal wavelengths, for example, in a prism-like structure, that can could be opened 30 years later, releasing the beam inside at its original force. The Bible knows this principle as the single eye focused upon Jesus Christ, the light of the world. If we do not add or subtract from God's word, giving it exactly as it was given, it will have the same force as when originally spoken. This idea is commonly known as sola scriptura, which is Latin for scriptures alone. No additions, no subtractions, just equal wavelengths. Deuteronomy 4:2, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Science has concluded that light is immortal. The Bible teaches that God is light and that he is from everlasting to everlasting, in other words, immortal. Science now knows that words can be converted into light. 3,000 years ago, God's word states, Genesis 1:3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 119:130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Science has concluded that all matter, all physical things, are a product of light, of energy. They further theorize that in the next decade or two, it will be proven that light is a product of knowledge and understanding. Science calls this quantum consciousness. The Bible teaches that God used his words, laden with knowledge and understanding, to speak all things into existence. And yes, God is light. 1 John 1:5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Remember, light is energy, and it creates matter. God is light. Biologists discovered that when an egg is injected with a sperm-like enzyme, federal law prohibits researchers from fertilizing eggs with actual sperm, a flash of light occurs. Life begins at this flash. John 1:7-9, 2,000 years ago, this is what it says. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The word is literal. According to Dr. Gillen in his book Believing is Seeing, and to Special Relativity, light enjoys a divine-like status in the universe. God is light. God is divine. God is sacred. We are surely just scratching the surface on the marvels of light. Our knowledge here is elementary, but elementary is the goal. Childlike is the approach God will embrace. When science arrives, the children of faith already there, where they have been for thousands of years before science. End quote. The strongest force is back in the news. The following excerpts are from an 8-page feature published in the May 2024 issue of Scientific American titled Nature's Strong Force. The strongest force in the universe is called aptly the strong force. We never get to witness its fearsome power because it works only across subatomic distances, where it binds quarks together inside photons and neutrons and joins those nucleons into atomic nuclei. Of the four basic forces of nature, the strong force is by far the most potent. It's 100 trillion, trillion, trillion times stronger than the force of gravity. It's also the most mysterious. Despite knowing roughly how it compares with the other forces, scientists don't know precisely how strong the strong force is. The other three forces, gravity, the electromagnetic force, and the weak nuclear force responsible for some radioactivity, are much better measured. The strength of electromagnetism, for example, is denoted by its coupling constant, has been measured with the same precision as the distance between New York and Los Angeles to within a few hair breadths. Yet the strong forces coupling constant, called alpha S, is by far the least understood of these quantities. So despite its importance to nuclear physics and building the material world, the strong force is not unconditionally loved by researchers. Instead, many look at the domain where the strong force is truly strong as terra damnata, a realm to avoid at all cost. Editors note terra damnata is a medieval Latin phrase meaning condemned earth. Scientific American continues, terra damnata is looking more welcoming than ever before, and now that we can explore this terrain, we stand to learn much more. We at last have the ability to analytically calculate aspects of quantum chromodynamics from first principles. Furthermore, exploring this range of the strong force could help us understand proposed unifying theories of the universe, as well as the question of how many dimensions exist in space and time. Nature's most powerful force has long been mysterious. The strong force binds the particles inside atomic nuclei, enabling the world of matter around us. Yet physicists have struggled to understand how the force acts at different scales. Recent breakthroughs are elucidating how the strong force gets its strength and how it provides most of the visible mass in the cosmos. For the strong force, however, alpha S increases with distance. If you try to pull two quarks with a proton apart from one another, the attraction between them becomes stronger. In fact, it grows so powerfully that it's essentially impossible to pry quarks away from each other. The strong force keeps them confined, and you can never find a single quark by itself. Well, research scientists Alexandre Dürer was exploring Alpha S experimentally, the theoretical physicist Stanley Brodsky was working with Guy D. Terramon Peralta and Hans-Gunter Dosch to develop a new method to compute quantum chromodynamics properties at long distances. Their strategy used a mathematical device known as holography, often used to study black holes and gravity, to infer how the strong force behaves with large values of alpha S in our four-dimensional space-time, three space dimensions plus one time dimension, using results from calculations for gravity done in five dimensions. Whether the extra dimension that underlies this method represents actual physics or is simply a mathematical tool to simplify the problem, much like the use of imaginary numbers in classical physics, no one knows. This novel approach to the physics of the strong force, so-called light front holography, can determine alpha S at long distances and predict the interactions that confine quarks and gluons within nucleons. Brodsky had long been acquainted with alpha S and knew that attempts to find a unified theory of the electromagnetic weak and strong forces seemed to require that alpha S become finite at long range. In fact, he expected such an outcome because quarks are confined within nucleons, which means quark and gluon quantum loops cannot grow larger than the size of the proton. No more loops means no more evolution of the coupling. So although Dürer's measurements of alpha S did not surprise him, he was delighted to see that it was in fact possible to measure alpha S at long distances and that the result showed constancy. Brodsky and Terramon Peralta contacted Dürer to discuss how to compute alpha S using their light front holography method and went on to calculate it. The results published in 2010 was gratifying. Their alpha S matched Dürer's experimental data exquisitely. It was all the more remarkable because the calculation had no adjustable parameter. They neither fiddled with settings nor messed with fudge factors, end of quote. God Said, Man Said published several features regarding what physicists call the strong force. The following paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Oh, what a cross, what a Christ. Jesus Christ is the singularity, the allness of all creation. Everything by design must revolve around him because this pleases the Father. Nuclear physics knows this is QCD, or quantum chromodynamics. Again, Dr. Gillen weighs in regarding nuclear physics and QCD in his book Believing is Seeing. We scientists believe the universe is pushed and pulled by four different forces. The strongest one, aptly named the strong force, holds together atomic nuclei the way corn syrup holds together popcorn balls. The strong force is at the very core of our physical being. It's what holds us together. Without it, poof, we disintegrate and blow away like dust in the wind. And that's not all. The strong force is a profound mystery. It originates deep within atomic nuclei, out of sight, and what we call quarks, the invisible and enigmatic components of protons and neutrons, end of quote. Without the strong force, Dr. Gillen writes, without it, poof, we disintegrate and blow away like dust in the wind. Everything, the earth, its universe, the life forms that inhabit it, everything was made out of the invisible by God. He most literally spoke all things into existence with his words of intent, and he spoke through Jesus Christ. It is also the power of these very words that nuclear physics knows as the strong force which holds all things together. Hebrews 1 verse 3 speaks of Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He upholds all things by the words of his power. Colossians 1, 16 and 17 speaks of Jesus. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. By Jesus Christ, all things consist. The Oxford Dictionary defines consist to have a settled existence, subsist, hold together, exist, or be. It also references Colossians 1:17, just quoted. In the strong force, nuclear physics has discovered the singularity that holds all things together. Thousands of years before science came to that conclusion, the children of God were already there enjoying the bounties of the beautiful book. What science calls the strong force, we correctly call Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. End of quote. Since the beginning of time, Satan and his champions of unbelief have been trying to upend the Word of God, but they have never succeeded, never. Since day one, which was just over 6,000 years ago, the children of faith have known that God spoke all things into existence with his Word, and all things are held together by the same. His all-powerful, invisible Word, so mysterious to the fallen, are the source of all it is. Nearly 2,000 years ago, the Bible told us that God upholds all things by the word of his power, and that by Jesus Christ all things consist. When these marvelous words were originally penned, carnal skeptics had a field day with such bizarre claims, but not anymore. The strong force of physics that keeps us from going poof is Jesus Christ, the righteous, the living word of God. Science once again finds itself knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, but they can't come in. Access is only gained on one's knees at the foot of the cross and with ear bowed down. Be of good cheer, child of God, for God's word is true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Psalms 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. God said, Hebrews chapter 1, 1 through 3, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, God said this, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Man said, artificial intelligence, AI, will save us. Imagine all the wisdom of all the world's greatest ever thinkers, and it's all right at my fingertips. Wow, I just asked my phone, and there it is. Today's great minds are even talking about immortality. And yes, that's without God, his Jesus, or his Bible. Who needs him? With AI. Now you have the record.